This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH. Veteran newsman Steve Alexander has today's report coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do in your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
Now, here's Steve.
Thank you, Max. A heads up, if you're driving in South Dakota, watch out for hogs and other types of motorcycles. The 78th annual Sturgis Motorcycle Rally started Friday. It runs for 10 days. Over 700,000 bikers are expected, and it seems there are always accidents and often fatalities. Over the weekend, a man and woman from Arizona riding a Harley were killed when they collided with a truck about 40 miles from Sturgis. Two other women with a group of bikers on their way from California to Sturgis were killed in Utah when their bikes collided with a pickup. In downtown Lawrence, Kansas, a car went into the Kansas River. A woman and her 5-year-old and 1-year-old children were inside. The mom and the baby were rescued, but the 5-year-old girl drowned. And if that wasn't tragic enough, police have now charged the woman with first-degree murder and attempted murder because they say she drove into that river on purpose. From you just never know department, a woman from Columbus, Nebraska, went hot air ballooning while on a trip to Colorado. The balloon apparently ran into some rough air coming down near Pikes Peak. There were 9 people on board, including 73-year-old Dana Haskell, who died after a hard landing. Farm tractor accidents continue to plague us. In the past week, an 84-year-old man from central Minnesota fell off a tractor and was run over and killed. In Colorado, a 46-year-old woman was killed after being run over by a tractor southeast of the city of Boulder. Be careful out there. And while I have your attention about farm safety, with corn so tall now, please be careful at those country intersections. Did you know there is hospice care for pets? It's been a thing for a while now, but has now extended to animal shelters in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. An informal but dedicated network of pet hospice volunteers is going to shelters and providing comfort to terminally ill and elderly animals, many of whom were dropped off by their owners because they couldn't care for them for whatever reason. Hats off to those volunteers, who I bet are in tune with Gandhi's statement that the greatness of a nation can be judged by the way its animals are treated. It is getting to be state fair time, and in the state of Iowa, it all starts on Thursday at the big fairgrounds in Des Moines. And on Thursday, before the gates open, state inspectors will be there from the Social and Charitable Gambling Unit, and they'll be going through all of the concession games in the midway just to make sure that everything is on the up and up. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.